getting familiar with your warm chat room. This is Podka. My name is Daisy Shelton. Episode number 23 is here.
This episode is brought to you by Podbot Door AI. Get students to pose the following discussion questions to one another as practice for getting used, and getting used. Then have your students practice using the discussion questions at the end of this post, or grammar exercises from our grammar and usage resource about used to, got used to, and be used to. If you are not required to take French classes in certain academic institutions, then you should spend time getting acquainted with the variety of options available. The end result of taking a French class in this manner can result in more thorough knowledge of the French language, but will likely cost you more time than something like an online course. Whatever your level, and no matter how long it takes you to reach that point, you are never going to truly stop learning French. Once you answer the questions in this post, you can probably have a pretty good idea how long it is going to take you to learn French. You can familiarize yourself with a lot of options through tips and reviews in our Learning French article. I am looking for an easy, natural way to express the process of getting acquainted with something. If others are familiar with a subject, a lot of people are happy to answer your questions, and asking is the perfect way to get a conversation started. Comments about architecture, the weather, or art are all good ways to get someone talking with you. Another good way to get a conversation going with the people around you is simply by commenting on the environment that you share. If you are looking to have a conversation with someone who you know shares some things in common with you, you can always come up with a topic as your conversation starter. Humor is tricky with people you do not know very well, meaning using this approach to open up conversation could be risky. If you actually do find someone who shares your sense of humor, this could be the beginning of a wonderful friendship. If you are too different, you might feel that someone is trying to drown you out with their opinions. This feeling of déjà vu can occur during the first date, when you begin talking, and feel that this is anything but the first date. There is a distinction between feeling familiar with someone and feeling comfortable, and it is important to recognize the difference between them. Sometimes, there is something that feels kind of like the avatar for déjà vu, when you are meeting someone new, but conversation flows so effortlessly that you get to know each other. Which is why people we just met suddenly can be just as close as best friends within the span of one conversation. Many people have the skills and experience to keep up their end of a conversation, and they may even be the chatterbox of the group if it is someone they know, but with strangers, they are self-conscious. This works because it makes the other person feel useful, especially if it is something they can readily offer. Asking for help can help start a friendly conversation, but be sure that your request is convenient for the other party. If you are starting a new job and you have not met anyone from the other department yet, you may want to go up to them and introduce yourself. Then, you can ask follow-up questions about their location or how long they have been at the new job. There are a few follow-up questions that you can ask to continue the conversation, like where the person you are interested in goes to get a haircut or how they chose their style. Even if you already know the answer to your question, asking it is still a good way to get to know someone, just in case you cannot think of a different subject. Asking questions that are too personal or delicate may start a relationship on the wrong foot. Over time, you will grow in confidence and you will not have to rely on tricks to start conversations and to continue them. Tips and tricks for starting conversations and being more comfortable with others will work best if you can address and manage the anxiety that is underneath. If you suffer from anxiety about making eye contact, working to establish and maintain eye contact while talking with others will help you seem more approachable, which makes people more likely to respond to your attempts at starting conversations. If we believe fawning is failing us in a discussion, will not work on a specific person, or we simply do not know how to make someone comfortable, we may tune out emotionally, or we may rely on other evasive mechanisms, such as
checking ourselves out, so we no longer need to participate. When the new cat is feeling comfortable in her own room, she will often let you know, either making motions to follow or leaving the room and exploring the rest of the house. That room will then smell like the new cat, and resident cats are likely to consider that room as newcomer territory. Being in their own room will let the cat get used to the sounds and scents in your home, without the added stress of having to deal with the complicated physical environment. The restricted space will also ensure the new cat knows where the litter box is, and prevent him or her from running outside an outside door before becoming familiar with your home. It also allows both the new cat and resident cats to get acquainted with each other's scents before the first in-person interactions.
This was I'm Getting Familiar with Your Warm Chat Room by Podka, and this was episode number 23. My name is Daisy Shelton, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
Podbot Door AI.